Here's O'Brien, avoids the Rainer tackle, straightens up a little bit. Oh, that's a great finish.
Well done. Now putting on the skates is Dow, does really well, shrugs one. Oh. The Blues have answered right there and there.
Oh, Bill, two massive high draft picks in the draft just done, and Paddy Dow, well, a couple ago, and Paddy Dow, Lockie O'Brien have been good enough to wander in. Hello, boys.
How you going, James?
A couple of Geelong grammarians, Bill. Yes. So cut from the right cloth.
No, I'm a college boy.
Like I say, cut from the right cloth. And if you ask the old enforcer up on stage, there's only one school that actually matters in the comp, Bill, and that's GGS, and everyone shuffles in behind.
Welcome, boys. Great to have you on board. This is Paddy, ladies and gentlemen, who went number 3 last year in the draft. G'day, Paddy.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Paddy Wow, they call him down there, Jim, of course, which you made up. That nickname?
Definitely not. Ed Curno.
Ed Curno, who's a good college boy. And then Lockie O'Brien here, who went number 10 and has had a very good year also. G'day, Lock.
How you going, Bill?
Good, champ. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Do much media, do you young boys?
Not a whole heap. Only just started to do a little bit in the last few weeks.
So your background, mate, of course, you're from where?
Mildura.
Mildura. Grew up there. Mad North Melbourne supporter?
I'm Collingwood.
You're Collingwood. I'm
North Paddy's Collingwood. North Melbourne.
Yeah, I'll get it right in a minute, Jim. And they grew up there. I'm going to ask you, Paddy, because you barrack for North, Jim. His grandfather played for North Melbourne.
I know. We're never going to get him. We had pick 4, which is Luke Davies Uniacke, and we already knew you were gone, Paddy, sadly, because the Blues had you a cross on your head almost from the get-go, didn't they?
Yeah, I had a lot to do with them during that year. I spoke to them a fair bit, but they kept it quiet until the name was called out.
No, they didn't. Every other club knew you were going to Carlton. It was a fait accompli.
And I watched them last year, these two, against College. When the College were winning, could have won anyway. Grammar got over the line. These two boys got them over the line. So there might have been 500 there. Start of this year, round one versus Richmond, 90,000 people there. How'd you go there?
Yeah, the main thing that sticks out in my mind is running out and just hearing the roar, and I thought the whole thing was just about to fall on me. And the adrenaline took over, and I can't remember heaps. I'm going to have to rewatch the game, I think. But, yeah, it was pretty...
How long did it take till you got your first touch?
I think I got maybe 2 in the first... I think it was probably 10 minutes in. I thought after about 5-6 minutes, I didn't think I was going to touch for the game. then,
who were you playing on?
I can remember lining up on Cochin, I think, when I first went on. It was like a goal, and I went on and lined up on Cochin, and then couple of times on Dusty, and that was a good experience.
And Lockie, you were a couple of weeks later, because I see you played 17 games. Yeah. So did you, round 3, when did you start?
Round 4 against North Melbourne in Hobart.
Oh, yeah. That was a good day. Freezing cold and 80 points. Yeah, he lost the skipper just before the game started too. That didn't help.
No, definitely not. So it was pretty cold and miserable down there, that's for sure.
Look, when you start with a club that's not up the top of the ladder, there can be challenges. But the good bit about it for both of you is you do get a good look at it. You've played 20 and 17 games in year one. If you get drafted to Richmond, that's not as likely to happen.
Yeah, it's been really good for both of us, development-wise and things like that. Obviously not winning games has been pretty tough, but like you said, it gives us more of an opportunity to get that experience under our belts.
What about the numbers you wear, Lockie? Number 4, some great players have worn number 4 at Carlton.
Yeah, plenty. Obviously, Gibber last year, Sticks Kernahan. Oh, so
Bizasto.
Bizasto, everyone brings him up when they talk about the jumper. So, I've been really lucky.
As the big, he's great mates of ours, Stephen Kernahan, big chip. Has he wandered down and just let you know what his expectations are for a man wearing number 4?
He came into the rooms pre-game 1 week, had a quick chat to me, but in terms of the sternness of it, he's been pretty good to me.
He is, and I probably don't have to tell you this, but young blokes maybe sometimes need to learn, Bill.
They do.
He is Carlton royalty. Yeah. Steve. There's almost no bigger name at that club.
Yeah, my host mum at the moment, she's a very long-time supporter of the club, and she always brings up Sticks. She's one of her favourites.
How to play, how to conduct yourself, and how to drink.
Yes, all of the above.
They got them all. And Paddy Boy, number 2.
Yeah, players like Greg Williams. He actually presented his jumper to me before round 1, which was a pretty special moment.
Did he say much?
He actually went on for
too long.
He was telling us about his first game, and said his first game he had 30-plus touches.
I'll tell you, he's changed, Jim.
That put a bit of pressure on me before the game.
He used to say nothing, and now you can't shut him up. It is unbelievable. But did you request that, or the club just gave you those numbers?
I think the club gave us the numbers in terms of the draft order. So, then Tom DeConning got number 12, and Angus Schumacher got 19.
Oh, yeah?
And you've got a younger brother, Paddy. Thomas, is it?
Thompson, yeah.
Thompson, and where's he? Is he still at Grammar?
Yeah, he's playing at Grammar at the moment. He's actually hurt his knee, dislocated his knee in the derby, and he actually went back on and played. So I think he did a bit of damage to the knee, and he's out for the rest of the season. So, yeah, but he's playing. He's year 11 there now. And
is he on? Hard for you to say as his brother, but is he on track to be drafted?
He's had a pretty solid year before he got injured, and I think if he has a good year next year, he could. Yeah, I think he's definitely a chance.
Not as good as him.
By the sound of that.
Well, Jim, and I know we got plenty of stuff to go with the boys later, yes. But you won the best and fairest at Geelong Grammar, year 10?
Yep.
Year 11?
Yeah.
And year 12?
Yep. I came a draw in year 10 with Kevin Johnson.
So. Who's Kev? Don't worry. But that is an unbelievable.
Only time it's happened, Bill.
I can't believe that. And you were an athlete too? Did you do any other sports, cricket, athletics?
I played fourth cricket, so I wasn't...
Fourth?
I wasn't great at cricket at all. And I did... long jump and athletics, and I was, yeah, that was good fun.
And what about you, Locke?
Yeah, I did athletics for the school, just in the 400, yeah. The 200, and the 100, and a
come
few of the relays.
Yeah. High then, jump?
I didn't do high jump.
Oh, and you then, like the high jump setup, I think, Jim,
we'll get to that next year.
Oh, God.
We'll get to that next, Bill. We've got a little bit to get the play. But you played a bit of cricket with my second son, Henry.
Henry.
Yeah, played our first cricket at the school from year 10. So, we played a fair bit of cricket when he was year 12 together. Lots of funny stories from that year, for sure.
He is bordering on a half-wit. Henry?
Yeah. Well, that's his old man, so yes.
I can absolutely say that.
But you had Brander too, who was very quick, wasn't he?
Yeah, Brander was very quick in year 10, especially before he did his Achilles and his knee again. But yeah, he's probably one of the most feared bowlers going around in the APS.
Oh, he was, mate. And then, of course, over there, West Coast now, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
Has he got a game yet?
He's played one game against Sydney.
Yeah, good boy.
Have you got, speaking of the history of the amazing Carlton Football Club, have you dived into the history of Geelong Grammar? More importantly, our man, the enforcer, Sam Newman, who claims he kicked 18 one day playing for Geelong Grammar in the firsts against Wesley, I think it was, Bill.
Yeah.
18, he reckons he kicked.
Well, we can't confirm
no
that.
No one can confirm
is
it.
Is there on a board, or have you ever seen his name?
He's actually the new, it's called the Newman Club, the football, but... other than that, I haven't seen much of the honour boards. I'd say he'd be up there somewhere.
Yeah. He reckons that after that, that was when the famous time when Bobby said, I think you better go and get that boy from the Grammar.
I'm going down to the Grammar.
And he
gets
just played first from Geelong from that moment on.
And he brought
on.
In the Ford Zephyr, did a big wheelie, pulled up at the ground. Had Bobby Davis had the form guide. And I'm just out to have a look at the boy from the Grammar.
Cool. Geelong Grammar. And we've got some, we do a segment here, boys, called Is This True? And basically what it is, North Melbourne are the best at it. It's you get your teammates at the club to basically cough up whatever dirt that we require on the players. North, it's just open season. But with you boys, funnily enough, we haven't had to go to the Carlton Footy Club. We've actually gone to some of the boys you went to school with at Geelong Grammar. So what do you got there, Bill?
Oh, well, Obie, Lockie, of course, here. Obie, is it true? You used to always get caught outside the boarding house with girls. And then you'd say, oh, no, I'm doing some running because I'm going to play AFL footy.
Oh, he's added a bit of mayo to
the
end of it.
No, he definitely
has. Good work, Paddy.
That's it, Paddy.
And we'll continue.
Go on.
And then you used to take the girls down to the high jump mat, and that's where you just lie on the mat and talk about things.
Yeah, it talked about the school day and just how it went. So, yeah, that was...
Look at the face of him. Oh, no.
Oh, mate, that is fantastic.
I like that.
Oh, no worry, we've got some here for Paddy.
Yep.
Is it true, Paddy, you once threw a whole steamed potato across the dining hall and hit a girl?
No, I didn't hit a girl. It landed in a bowl of food.
What are you throwing potatoes across the dining room for?
Oh, you get a lot of adrenaline out of it. Yeah. The teachers have their table on the side of the dining hall, and you just,
I think it's fair to say that Henry started it.
Oh, Henry, he would have.
No doubt.
And you used to do, just in the mirror, do a lot of curls, did you? Because you're going to play AFL footy. Is that true?
I think all the football scholars copped that a little bit. I don't reckon we did it once. But.
And then when after you got your first check, you went out and bought... four pairs of R.M. Williams.
That's definitely not me. That's Lockie O'Brien.
Was that you, Lockie?
I got stitched up from one of the boys at school, and I think everyone's just caught on and believed it.
So did you buy how many pairs?
I bought one pair.
One pair.
Oh, they'll last you for 20 years, won't they?
Exactly.
That's right.
Not now, a cheap purchase either, your R.M. Williams.
Oh, well, he got a nice check, Jim.
That's it.
Yeah, get him.
And I'll tell you what else we know, it's drifted back to us, that I think it's you, Paddy, When you can, and not during season, obviously, but when you can, you like one off the wood at Bridie O'Reilly's.
Yes. I think I know who fed you with that. Yeah, Bridie O'Reilly's is a good pub on Chapel Street.
Right. Well, yeah, I tell you what, because you've been good enough to come in, you two, and we have been requesting you for a while because we've got a vested interest in the Grammar Boys, but you've both played really good footy, and because you like Bridie O'Reilly's, it's actually run by a great mate of ours, Mark O'Reilly.
Mark O'Reilly,
who's
Irish.
One of the mad Irishmen. But
you can't understand him.
Good a bloke as you'll ever meet.
Gone, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So he said, tell the boys they're welcome to come down, $200 voucher over the bar.
Oh, that's a great result.
So once you're done.
Yeah, once.
So let the season finish and then head in there, you two. And
which was over 10 weeks ago.
Oh Bill.
Bill. Do you actually know the song?
Yes. Yeah.
How?
Starts off.
Hey, is it true when you go back to Swan Hill, where you're from, you like a bit of hunting, bow and arrow style?
I had a good mate that had a bow and arrow when we were younger. I think it was about year 9 and 10. Year 9, before I went to Geelong Grammar, and I sort of jumped on board with him, and that was a good bit of fun. It was very hard to get anything, but just that,
Bloody tough, that, with a bow and arrow.
But I was more with the, had a couple of pig dogs, and that was good
pig
fun.
Pig dogs.
Yeah.
Now the good old days. Jeremy Cameron loves all that too. Yeah. He loves it.
Chris Judd, we need to ask you about our man. Yeah. Is, of course, legend of your club in the AFL, but now the footy director. Does he ever wander in the rooms? Would he know who you are, Locke, and say come up and say hello? Or
yeah, he's been pretty good with me. Called me a few times throughout the year just to talk about my game and how I've been going. You see him every now and then.
Just a director of the club, Bill.
Every now and then. That's all we want.
That's it.
Hey, what TV footy shows do you watch? Do you watch any of those, boys? Sit up there and watch them?
I used to watch the Footy Show and AFL 360 flat out last year, but I sort of haven't watched as much of them this year.
Right. Nah, stay far away.
All right. Favourite commentator?
BT, yeah. I'm going to go with BT.
You'd want to get this right, Paddy, I reckon.
JB.
Who's your best supporter, mum or dad?
Mum always feeds me with the compliments about footy, but dad's there for the, he won't beat around the bush. Yeah. He'll just give me the.
Because he was a tough footballer up at Swan Hill, wasn't he?
Yeah. Apparently he used to use up all the tape and no one else could tape themselves. He used to have it all.
What about you, Locke?
My dad's been an amazing support. So, while I was down at Grammar and things like that, he's only missed 4 games my whole life. So,
fair income.
He used to do the 12-hour round trip in the car.
12-hour.
Yeah, so 6 down and 6 back.
Yes, Mildura, that's a terrible
good
drive.
No, it isn't a good drive.
Yeah, he'd drive back that Saturday night as well to make sure he got back for Sisters Nepple on the Sunday. So, he's been amazing.
That is unbelievable. That is nuts. Yeah. And girlfriends, boys, are we holding hands?
Nah, no girlfriends.
No, just footy?
Yeah, just footy.
Lock?
Just footy.
Well, that's something that my young son did pass on to me.
Yeah.
He said neither of them have girlfriends.
Oh. Well, a high jump, Matt. I've got to find out more about that.
So he must have known something about you two. I just dedicated to playing footy.
But I like
just
that.
Just at
Jim.
The minute. The good young boys.
Good young boys.
Focusing on getting the nurry.
How's Carlton going, by the way? Are we happy?
We haven't got the results in terms of wins this year, but each week it makes it so much better. The whole, like all the young boys, everyone gets around each other and it makes it so much more enjoyable. And
green shoots?
Yeah, definitely some green shoots there. And
the two greenest just here.
Throw in Charlie.
Well, he's a bit more mature shoot.
Yeah.
He's been there a while.
Same, you enjoying it at an AFL club?
Yeah, I really am. It's probably not what you expect it to be. I suppose you can't really predict what it's going to be like at a club and things like that. But the year's starting to go a lot better now that we've putting more consistency throughout the games. We're just trying to finish off that one quarter that seems to be letting us down.
As we let you go, you two living in the same house? What are you doing?
I'm in the host family.
And you?
Yeah, I'm with my auntie at the moment.
Oh. Yeah. Auntie Dale.
Yeah, Auntie Jenny.
Oh, good.
That might explain the whole girlfriend thing.
Well, just give him a couple of years just to get his line of sight, Jim. That's what it's all about.
Hey, boys.
Hey, well done, boys. Country
love meeting
boys.
You both and love watching you just progress through the AFL ranks. You're going to be stars. Well done.
Thanks
for that, boys. Cheers.
There they are from the Blues, Paddy Dow and Lockie O'Brien. And to say thanks to every Carlton member who signed up this year, Carlton Footy Club is launching its biggest Bound by Blue thank you. So if you're a 2018 Carlton FC member, you will be upgraded for free when you renew in 2019. That is an awesome deal. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Every worksite represents a journey into the unknown. New designs, new tools, new materials. But one thing never changes. Diablo Accessories' ability to get the job done. When you use Diablo's world-leading circular saw blades and the best recip blades in the market, you'll make short work of whatever the worksite throws at you. Check out Diablo's full range at diablotools.com.au. Diablo. Lead. Never follow.